Theater 5 presents Miss Mary Kay Wells in Incident in Ceylon.
Go away, Zen Master.
The statue, lady.
It fell from the wall. It could have killed me.
It is the Buddha.
Don't touch it. I want Master to see where it fell.
The Buddha. The Buddha, move. It is not good sign, lady.
I know what it's a sign of, Fonseca. I told you to get Master.
Master, come.
How do you know? How do you always know?
Master, come.
Carol?
He comes and you go.
Darling, what is this? What happened?
Look.
What brought it down?
I won't talk in front of Fonseca. I told him to go and he just stands there. Make him go, Peter.
Fonseca?
Yes, Master. I go.
Oh, Peter.
Now, sweet. I know what you're going to say, and it's simply not true.
That thing there on the floor could have been killed. I was meant to be killed, and you say it isn't true.
I'm saying a fallen statue does not prove black magic. Nothing that's happened proves it, and this doesn't either.
Oh, it's another accident. When one does kill me, maybe then you'll admit there's a curse on
me. Now, pet, listen to me. Here in Ceylon, the natives...
Oh, now, don't tell me again there's no such thing as a curse, a hex. There is, and it's happened to me.
I thought an American would be the last person to believe such nonsense.
Ceylon's an ancient country. It's full of weird, awful things the West doesn't know anything about.
It's full of superstition. A curse is nothing but idiotic fear, psychologically induced. You've let it happen to you.
Because things happened to me for 3 days now. Did the statue fall where you'd been sitting half a second before?
It had to be an accident, Carol. No one in Ceylon, witch doctor, servant, no Cingalese would tamper with an image of Buddha.
You don't know that.
I do know. I've lived here 9 years. You've only been here one. But even you ought to know that a statue of Buddha is sacred.
But it fell.
Because it's been on that wall for years. It's big and made of heavy teak wood. This piece of hemp that held it rotted away.
But why did it break when I was under it that very minute? Something made it fall. Something evil. Oh, darling, please take me away from this horrible place.
You know I have every penny tied up in the tea plantation.
Well, you can get your money out. You had an offer. I hate Ceylon. I hate this plantation. Please, please sell it.
When you came here as a tourist, you loved the island.
Oh, the Pearl of the Orient. How could I know what it would be like to live here? Devil dancers, fire walkers, witches. Oh, no, someone would hate me enough to...
Now what?
Fonseca, he's just outside the door.
Well, he's always near me, Carol, you know that. He's a train that way.
And Cingalese servants who worked for bachelors don't like American wives. Oh, Peter, don't you see? He's paid a witch doctor or somebody to get rid of
me.
Oh,
rot.
Out there in the garden, there's an evil little capsule buried. He stole something that was me. Hair from my brush, something I've used, an earring, maybe. And they're in that thing out there.
Whereupon some magician said, abracadabra, the powers of darkness went to work, and you're under a wicked spell.
Yes.
Oh, stop it, Carol. Fonseca, come in here.
Yes, Master.
Oh, he won't admit anything.
There's no more loyal servant on the island.
To you, not to me.
Yes, Master.
Lady believes there's a curse around here. Do you believe that?
I do not know, Master.
Not bloody likely. Every accident has a logical explanation.
I may speak, Master?
Well, what is it?
If a curse, Zananda can break curse. Zananda is White Witch.
Well, Carol, is that what you want? Send Fonseca down the mountain to the jungle, bring a witch woman up here for tea and mumbo-jumbo.
I don't want any witch near me. What kind of a place do I live in where there are witches? I want you to sell the plantation and take me away.
No, Carol.
I speak, Master.
Well?
It's best if lady go.
Carol? Carol?
Yes, Peter.
Ah, where were you?
In the garden.
Oh, now, don't tell me. Did you find it?
No.
Jolly well right you didn't.
How could I? I thought I'd find a freshly dug place with the earth put back. But the gardener stirred up everything. Just the same, it's there, Peter. That frightful little thing is there, I know it.
Demonology among the flowers. Spade up the whole blasted acre of garden. You won't find any hocus-pocus.
Why are you putting on a tie?
I'm going down to Colombo on business. I have to see Fulsham about the next tea shipment. Come along.
Would I stay in this house without you?
Well, you'll want to change, then. You're a bit grubby from hex-hunting.
I'm glad you find it amusing.
I don't, if you care to know. I find it appalling. Wear that new yellow thing, will you, Pet? I like it.
Yes.
And be a good girl. Hurry up. I'm late already.
All right.
I'll fetch your dress while you do things to your hair. Hmm? Oh, where's the key to the cupboard?
Oh, yes. My pocket. Here.
Righto.
It's hanging right there in front.
Dozens of dresses. Ah, yes, here we are.
Oh, my yellow hat, too, please.
I say.
What's the matter?
Your dress is torn. Look here.
I couldn't possibly be torn. I hung it in there. Peter, it isn't torn. It's cut.
How the devil could... What are you doing?
Well, look. All of them. This dress, this one. All cut. Well,
this is a nasty bit of business.
Oh, stop pretending you don't know what it means.
I said it was a nasty
bit... The curse. Clothes. The victim's clothes. Slashed where they... Cover the heart.
Now, darling,
the other awful things could have been accidents. They weren't, but they could have been. But not this. And nothing human did it. I had the key in my pocket.
Now, this can be explained just like the other mischief.
How?
You sacked your maid, didn't you? Nona had a key. She's taken this primitive revenge. That's all there is to it. Now, look, tidy your face and we're off to Colombo. Fonseca? Fonseca?
Yes, master? Oh. Yes, master?
When I get back from the city, I want you to have Nona here.
I cannot, sir. Nona is gone to Calcutta.
When?
Past week, sir.
You see, she couldn't have done it. I put that dress in there yesterday.
Fonseca, your head servant here, responsible for the other servants. Look at ladies' clothes.
Master!
You will find out who's doing these tricks and put a stop to it. You break this spell, or I'll sack the lot of you.
Master, please.
Well?
Lady go from Ceylon quick. Clothes cut over heart is sign of death. Death soon.
Don't drive so fast. I'm afraid of the curves.
I'm not going fast. Anyway, I'm used to the mountain. You're afraid of everything these days, Pet. Look down the gorge. Three elephants. Darling?
Oh, Peter, one last time. Will you sell the plantation and take me away from here?
One last time. No, my darling. No.
I see.
And one last time. Will you use your perfectly good head to get over this obsession? No fetish, no harpy, no evil eye has conjured up this voodoo. It is being done by human hands. A hoax, not a hex. And directly we'll find out whose hands they are.
Maybe we already know.
Not again, Carol. I trust Fonseca absolutely. He only said you should leave because he believes this nonsense, too.
I didn't mean Fonseca.
Well, you certainly didn't mean Nona. She's in Calcutta.
No.
Then who?
My husband.
Carol.
Do you want me to go, too? Are yours the human hands trying to frighten me into leaving Ceylon without you?
Carol, you can't mean that.
Oh, forget I said it, Peter. You're right. I'm afraid of everything. Even you.
How could you possibly...
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, neither do I.
Oh, please drive slower. That That hairpin curve, isn't it?
Stop fretting. The brakes are perfect. While I see Fulsham, you buy some clothes.
If I have time.
Why won't you have time?
Why, I have an errand. May I take the car?
Well, of course. What errand?
Never mind.
Now, look here, Carol. You're not going to one of these fortune tellers. I won't have it.
You don't need to have it. And neither do I. I know my fortune.
Petra, Mom? You'd have to draw a bit closer to the tank.
No petrol, thank you. I'd like to speak to a mechanic, please.
Oh, that'll be myself, Mum. What's the trouble?
Well, there isn't any trouble, not yet. But I think there will be.
Ah. Engine knocking?
No, I expect an accident.
And I beg your pardon?
I don't know how to say this, except just to say it. I think someone wants me to have an accident. I think he'll do something to the car, knowing I'll drive it.
Oh, say.
I want you to show me how he could do that. I mean, things he might do to the engine or brakes or whatever. Can you?
Yes, I expect I can, Mum. You want me to check the lot before you take a drive, is that it?
Yes. You're English, aren't you?
I came out from the UK straight after the war.
Well, then, there's no use telling you this trouble I'm having may be a curse. You English laugh at such things.
Oh, not me, Mum, not me. No, I'm out here a long time, 20 years now. I've seen some queer things, I haven't.
How nice to meet someone who doesn't think I'm losing my mind.
Oh, if you're under a curse, Mum, showing you the insides of your motor car won't stop what's going on. You'll want the witch woman Zananda for that.
Well, until today, I was sure about the curse. Now I think maybe a man wants what's happening to look like a curse, and then he'll... Show me how to check the car, please.
Righto, Mum. Well, just lift the bonnet and have a look inside.
Carol, you're not eating.
I can't.
The curry's excellent. After that Columbo food, it's marvellous.
It tastes... Send Mogra out.
Why?
Can't you do anything I ask?
Mogra?
Master?
Leave the room, will you? I'll ring if I want you.
Yes, sir.
Now, where's Fonseca? Why isn't he hovering?
Well, I should think you'd be pleased.
I am, but not with my food. It tastes bitter.
That's absurd.
Oh, not yours. Of course not yours. These things only happen to me. I feel sick, Peter.
It's only your imagination.
Oh, of course. I'm going outside. I've got to have some air.
Well, you do look a bit seedy. I'll come with you.
I don't want you to come. Eat your curry. You can sit there serenely, knowing yours is all right.
Carol, so help me, tomorrow I'll take a sample of your food, Columbo, and have it tested.
If tomorrow isn't too late... Who's that? Fonseca.
Yes, lady.
Why are you out here?
The night, lady.
Oh, what does that mean? Go inside at once. Did you hear me?
Yes, lady. I go.
Oh, before you do, why don't you tell me it's best if lady leaves the island?
Yes, lady. Go.
Peter!
Darling, what's happened now?
My ankle. I fell. Something in the path. Fonseca put it there.
No.
Oh, maybe he didn't.
Now, this time, my sweet, you've brought this on yourself. Wandering about, you tripped in the dark.
I didn't. It was meant to happen. I want Zananda.
What?
The witch woman, I want her. If there is a curse, she'll stop it. If there isn't, then I'll know it's... Go and get her. Peter!
All right. Anything to stop all this nonsense.
And take Fonseca. I'm too sick to go, and I won't stay here alone with him.
Yes, pet, yes. How else would I know where to find that woman? Fonseca?
Yes, master?
We're going down the mountain. Fetch the motor car. You know this is ridiculous, don't you, Fonseca?
No, sir.
Supernatural poltergeist rubbish. I told you to find out who's causing these things. Why haven't you done it?
I tried, master.
And couldn't. Neither can this Zananda woman. But I'll tell you who can.
Who, master?
A fingerprint expert.
Sir?
Hands leave the print of their fingers. The police have ways of photographing those prints. On the back of that Buddha statue, if it was tampered with, there'll be fingerprints. I'll bring this witch woman back to satisfy the lady. But I'll bring the police, too. These brakes aren't holding right.
Slow, sir. Slow.
Handbrake. Oh, no. No, it won't hold either.
Master.
Jump. Get out of here.
Master, don't. Ah! Master!
Mogra?
Yes, lady.
What's taking so long? Where's my gin and tonic?
He's here, lady.
Oh, all right. You can go on to bed. I'll wait here on the veranda for master. No need for you to wait.
Good night, lady.
Good night. Why don't you come, Peter? What's keeping you, darling?
Lady. Lady, wait for master.
Where is he? Where's the car? How did you get here?
I walk. Brakes not good in motor car.
Where is master?
Not here.
Answer me!
Master is dead.
Oh, no.
Motor car kill.
Oh, dear heaven, no, Peter. Oh, darling, Peter. An accident. It was meant for me.
No, lady. For master.
For... You did this. Tonight out there where I found you. You did something to the car.
If Fonseca no death ride in motor car, Fonseca not go with master. Yes, lady?
Oh.
Police will find what prints of fingers make death in motor car. Same prints of fingers on Buddha statue.
What are you talking about?
Fingers of lady.
How could I possibly know how to fix it? That's nonsense. Well, that's crazy. But I take back what I said about you. The curse. It was on master, too. It killed him.
No curse, lady. All is made to look like curse by you. I ring up police.
Fonseca!
Yes, lady?
Come here. Now you listen to me. I gave master every chance. He wouldn't sell the plantation. I couldn't go without money. I loathe Salon. I had to kill him.
Yes, lady.
Now I'll sell this place. There'll be lots of money, Fonseca, and plenty for you. 20,000 rupees, you understand?
I understand. Well?
All right. All right, now we do have to inform the police. But you'll say nothing about fingerprints. The brakes failed. It was an accident. Now, call them.
Not enough. 20,000 rupees.
Well, that's $4,000. Oh, you've never seen that much money in your life.
Do not want rupees. Do not want dollars.
Well, what do you want?
Tea plantation, lady.
What?
Fonseca will be master now. And lady, be wife to Fonseca.
Are you mad? Wife of a... Stay in this awful place?
Prison or wife to Fonseca. Lady cannot go from Ceylon.
No. Oh, no, no,
prison,
no.
Or here, lady. Lady, decide.
Oh, no.
Theater 5 has presented Incident in Ceylon, written by Nancy Moore, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Mary Kay Wells, Ed Zimmerman, Guy Sorrell, and Ian Martin. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.